Hey, it's Kennedy for Reason TV with Reason Magazine Editor-in-Chief Matt Welch. Give us a preview of the October issue that's on stands now.
Yes, so on the cover we have a piece about the recovery that wasn't. It's actually sort of an illustrated chart in some way, where we take quotes from every month of the Obama presidency, starting basically with Ben Bernanke's, oh, there's green shoots are starting to appear in the economy. And we put these
Have they blossomed?
Well, the administration, if you listen to them, they have. I mean, every single month, some member of the administration has gone out in public and said, you know, in the words of Timothy Geithner in an op-ed for the New York Times two summers ago, welcome to the recovery. They've been saying consistently that their economic policies have led to this wonderful recovery that we've all had. And so what we did is we juxtaposed those quotes next to what the actual unemployment figures were like during the month that the quote was uttered, just as a kind of comical, although very sad, look at how disappointing the economic performance of this administration has been, despite the way that it portrays its own performance.
And what will be a bigger help to Mitt Romney? The economy in a shambles, the economy the way it is right now, or Paul Ryan's abs and dreamy blue eyes?
Well, Obama says, and we put this at the start of the piece, 2 weeks after he was elected, he gave an interview with CNN, and he said, basically, 4 years from now, I will be hired or fired based on, did I get this economy turned around? So based on his own pronouncements, he should be fired just because of that. They said, if you pass the stimulus, the worst that unemployment would be is 8%, and we haven't had it below 8% since that time. So ultimately, I think, yes, the economy is going to matter more even than Paul Ryan. I think Paul Ryan is a very interesting character. He's a sign that Mitt Romney, after running kind of to the economic left of the field in the Republican Party, was talking about protecting Social Security and restoring cuts to Medicare and all this kind of bad stuff from the perspective of limited government enthusiasts, he felt the need to pay a sop to the strong groundswell on the kind of grassroots right that you need an economic and fiscal conservative there on the ticket.
Well, you need a fiscal conservative, which means you also have to cut defense spending. If you're truly fiscally conservative, where do Romney and Ryan stand on that? And what does that have to do with the October issue of Reason?
We have a great piece in the October issue by Scott Rasmussen, the pollster, where he talks about how you can use polling data to figure out how to finally cut government. He points out the Republicans who claim to be for cutting government yet don't want to touch defense, by which he means Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan, they actually hurt the cause of cutting government because that just means nothing's ever going to get cut. But if you listen to what Americans want to do, which is be much less entangled in the world, be much less likely to be the policeman of the world, then you can find a framework for actually cutting defense spending, which absolutely has to happen or else there's no way you can cut government.
And you can't claim to be a fiscal conservative if you're not cutting across the board.
Exactly. Rand Paul, when he came to the Senate in 2011, basically said, if you're serious about cutting government, Democrats have to cut entitlements, Republicans have to cut defense.
And you're only going to read that in Reason.
That's right.
It's on newsstands now. Matt, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm Kennedy for Reason TV. What do you think about that?